We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to Klal Gimel Halacha Hei, page Tzadi in these editions. And this halacha is derived from a story in the Jerusalem Talmud. The Jerusalem Talmud quotes that there used to be a group of workers that every so often the government would tell them they have to take a day off and work on behalf of the government. That's what's called angaria. Angaria is when the government would tell people, today or during these times, you have to work on behalf of the government. So one of the workers who was supposed to show up to work on behalf of the government was named Bar Chovetz, son of Chovetz, and he didn't show up. Everyone else went to work, and he missed the day. And no one noticed that he was missing. And when they sat down to eat, so they said, what should we eat? And one of the people said, let's eat. Now, he said the name of a lentil, the name of a bean that was common in those days, that was called chuvtza. Sounds just like the guy who was missing. The guy was Bar Chovetz, and he said chuvtza. And when he said chuvtza, so right away, the tax collector said, hey, wait a second, where is that chuvtza guy? Where is that Bar Chovetz? And they went and they punished him because he missed the day of work. And the Jerusalem Talmud says that's an example of Lashon Hara. He said it as though innocently he said the name of the bean, but the name of the bean sounded just like the name of the guy who had missed paying the taxes. And because he said that, they noticed that he had missed it and they went and they punished him. So that the Jerusalem Talmud quotes as an example of Lashon Hara. Now that we know the background, now let's see the halacha. V'yesh od harbe ofanim bevalei Lashon Hara mespirim derech ramut. There are many ways in which people say Lashon Hara, and they do it with cunning. V'ushem sabrim ha'inyan lefi tuman al chavrehen. People will sometimes say something about a friend, and they'll say it simply, plainly, ke'ilu einan yodin shedavar zeh shedibu Lashon Hara, as if they don't know that when they say this, they're saying something negative about someone else. Or she'elu ma'asav shel ploni. They'll say, it's so annoying when someone does such and such, as though they don't know that this person is the one who does that. And when they say that, they're really speaking badly about a person, but it's not overt. Sometimes a person will say, you know, I came back to the room after davening this morning and my roommate was on the top bunk and he hadn't gotten up yet. As though it's not obvious I'm mentioning that the guy overslept and missed davening. There are things that people will say and as though they're insensitive, but in fact, it's a way of saying Lashon Hara. Kol zeh v'chayotze b'zeh b'chlal Lashon Hara. So Chafetz Chaim says, all of these things, even though people are playing tricks and they're making it seem as though they said something innocent. But in fact, they didn't. And it was just a cunning way to say something derogatory about someone. And that's also a form of Lashon Hara. Remember, the Jerusalem Talmud gave us an example that's even more extreme. He didn't even say the guy's name. He just mentioned a bean that would cause them to remember him and realize that he hadn't shown up for the job. So these are all examples of Lashon Hara as well. We said when a person says something, even though they make believe they don't know that it's derogatory, or when they say something derogatory, but they make believe they don't know that everyone's going to realize they're talking about such and such a person.